for his role as Lou Grant, the tough and grumpy news director from the hit comedy, iconic comedy sitcom, The Mary Tyler Moore Show. I am honored to welcome back to my show, Ed Asner.
Thank you, Wendy.
Okay, so I have a silly question, but after all, an award star-studded career, weren't you going to be happy to retire?
No, I need the money. I'm broke. Can I borrow $250,000 from you?
Sure, if I had it, it'd be yours.
Well, why don't you have it?
I'm working on it.
Well, that's two of us then.
So I guess it's just that you got to keep moving, right?
Yeah. Plus the fact, on these days when I haven't established a workload for myself, the boredom that assails me is not worth it. It'll speed me to my grave faster than anything.
You know what? You said it right. You have to keep moving no matter what age you are. Because if you sit down,
exactly,
you may not get up.
That's right.
My dad's going to be 90 years old this summer. And he's been through a lot recently, and he just keeps moving, keeps going to the casino, because you have to keep going.
Well, I'll be damned. Good for him. What does he play?
He likes to sit there and play the slots. He used to play craps, but no more.
He sounds like an active gambler.
He is. So you're returning to one of my favorite places of all time, the Ridgefield Playhouse, and this title gets me every time, A Man and His Prostate.
Well, it certainly gets me the patience.
So tell us about it. It's a compelling comedy stage play and true-to-life experience. Talk to us about it.
Well, Ed Weinberger was a writer-producer for Mary Tyler Moore. He wrote this play, and he came to me with it, and I loved it. It is wonderfully funny, and at the same time, it does a great job in alerting men to this killer.
And people need to be aware of it.
Of course. They need to be informed. They need to be examined. Man, I'm speaking of.
Right.
And it's the every 16 minutes, a man dies of prostate cancer in the United States.
Isn't it amazing? And yet we put it out there. People really need to be aware of this because it's kind of silent.
Yeah, it definitely is.
And
you know, we were amazed when we first started with the traveling with the show. We showed it to prostate groups and here and there. And amazingly how none of them chose to put themselves out in a big way to sponsor the show.
Amazing.
They seem to be very jealous fiefdoms.
Amazing. Well, you're going to be there and starring in A Man and His Prostate at the Ridgefield Playhouse on September 30th. It's right around the corner because time is moving fast. For tickets, they can call 203-438-5795. You're going to be up there telling the story of this. And Ed Weinberger, an Emmy Award-winning writer, pretty amazing that he has put this all together. So did he come to you with this?
Yeah.
And you were like, yes, right away.
Oh, yeah. I had been touring for about 4 years with a one-man show on FDR. And we had more or less run our course. So Ed came along with this show at the right time.
And it worked out. And so how does the audience react to you?
Well, they're laughing constantly, really. It does not have weak moments.
I bet it doesn't. Not with you there.
Oh, well.
Yeah, no, it's true. How did acting come about for you?
Well, I describe it as escape and psychotherapy. So you can call them both the same if you wish.
No, you were the baby of the family, right?
Yeah.
So did it have anything to do with that?
No, I guess they didn't know how to react to it. Both my brothers were dedicated to, and they were both smarter than me, to being a businessman, successful money-making businessmen. And comparing our bank accounts, they were right.
That's funny. Okay, so you were so loved, still loved, as Lou Grant. What did you love the most about playing him?
Well, he was a very good example of showing how the gruff, acerbic boss, which we've all had, still has a heart of gold.
Yep, that came across and everything. Is there any part of Ed Asner and Lou Grant?
Oh, sure. I interchange all the time.
What do you think it was about the audience? Was it just that he was so real, and so he was like that grumpy guy, but yet he did have the heart? You think that's what it was about them, that they could always fall in love with him at the end of the day?
Yeah, and she did a great deal in promoting the love for him.
Yeah.
By her love for him.
The passing of Mary Tyler Moore. Woo. Were you in touch with her before?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a tough one to swallow, I'm sure.
Yeah. But she carved a wonderful swath in American hearts and minds.
Yes, that she did. And that theme song, I don't think there could ever be a better theme song than that theme
song. And he just died.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. So heaven got some good ones, huh?
Oh, he was a wonderful, wonderful composer.
I say that seriously. Out of all the theme songs, that has got to be the best one ever.
Uh-huh.
It just makes you feel happy. Even listening to it now makes you just feel happy.
Yeah.
So what would you say would be...
perfect embodiment of her.
Yes, yes. What would you say is your greatest accomplishment?
Well, I kind of breathe a sigh of relief at the fact that my kids have turned out pretty well.
Well, you're their dad, so of course.
Oh, sure, sure. Little baloney.
Sure, baloney. See, you still have it.
There are a lot of wonderful dads that have turned out zip in terms of what their kids have turned
right.
and become.
That's true, too. That's true.
So I thank God, can't lay claim to that.
Any regrets at all? Something that you should have tried that you didn't?
Yeah, I wasn't a good enough husband.
Okay. Well, to be able to say that's a big deal.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Living it is better than talking it.
So will there be anything else besides you starring in A Man and His Prostate? Will there be anything else coming up?
Yeah, we're doing a tour with a show called God Help Us.
Oh.
And I play God, of course.
That's a perfect role for you. Can I ask you? Can I talk to you, God, and ask you for some things now?
What do you need, darling?
Just $250 million. That's all. I'll share it with you.
You raise it to. I started with $250,000, and you raised it to $1 million, huh?
Well, you're God now, so it's different.
Yeah, you don't think small. Give me credit for that.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Will there be another book?
Well, I came out with Ed Weinberger on The Grouchy Historian, and it did pretty well in sales. And I'm about to finish the last delivery on my autobiography.
Oh, wow. I can't wait to read that. You'll have to come back and share that with us.
All right, I will.
So Ed Asner, he's starring in A Man and His Prostate at the Ridgefield Playhouse on September 30th. It's going to be, the number for tickets is 203-438-5795. It's always an honor to talk to you. I've been a fan for a very long time. I love your work.
You're a guest.
I mean it, truly.
I dig you.
That means a lot. Thank you. Well,
we'll look
forward to seeing you on September 30th. Thank you so much, Ed.
All right. See you at the Playhouse.
See you at the Playhouse.
All right, baby.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.